We're talking about fire safety and specifically the topic of FireWise, what it all means on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined on the program by Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats, as well as Adam Fries, the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Forester. During the first segment, we talked a lot about the definition of FireWise and what the program all entails. I'll go back to Dory Beats as OES Coordinator for Tuolumne County. Do you have any examples of local communities that have stepped up to be FireWise?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So first off, any community that meets the set of volunteer criteria, as I talked about, in order to become a FireWise, and then meets that criteria every year, retains what we call in good standing status, and they get to identify themselves as being a FireWise site. So we in Tuolumne County have 7 approved FireWise communities and many more that are in the process currently. But the 7 that we have, Tulare in East Sonora, Gold Springs Ranch in Columbia, Ridgewood 1, 2, and 3 in Sonora. We have a FireWise community off of Miramonte in Tuolumne, Cedarview in Twainhart, Mark Twain and Sierra area in Twainhart, and last Tuolumne Drive in the Twainhart community that all have been identified and accepted and approved as a FireWise community currently.
And then to become a FireWise community, do those communities have to put up money for anything, or is it just kind of a commitment to take different steps?
There is no money to put up. Obviously, they work with their local fire or state forester through CAL FIRE in the risk assessment. And then they may, as an organization, they have some resources under FireWise nationally and through our program here in Tuolumne County to get some resources for education and an event. So they may put up some money if they wanted to, you know, create something for their particular community, but there are FireWise educational materials that are available to them that they do not have to pay for.
Have you heard much early on, you know, for these communities, was it difficult to get all their neighbors on board to take the steps needed?
Yeah, I think in any organization, especially in volunteer, you've got to find champions. And Adam and I are both huge on supporting those champions of FireWise and defensible space and fuels reduction. And so I think the beauty of the FireWise is taking those volunteers in those communities who want to make a difference, who want to be a part of the solution. But again, in every community, there has to be some agreement. What is that boundary? And then getting the risk assessment and then committing to the annual kind of plan and that action plan. And so for some communities, it happens very quickly. Others, it takes a little longer to accomplish those.
And if somebody's listening who wants to be one of those champions, as you just mentioned, you know, what's kind of the first step that you'd recommend that they take?
Well, they can contact our office or just check out, you know, www.firewise.org. That's the kind of national FireWise website, but also through Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, you know, tuolumnefiresafe.org /FireWise. We do have a local FireWise rep. Her name is Karen Caldwell, and you can email her at tcfirewise@gmail.com. Those are all great first steps to find out, ask questions, and maybe even arrange to visit one of those communities to see how they have made their community a FireWise community.
I imagine it could even help just the community spirit in those communities and even home values if you're known to be a FireWise community taking the steps that you need. So, possibility.
Yeah, Adam, do you want to?
Yeah, well, one thing I've noticed on the projects is that the neighbor, it does tend to draw the neighborhoods together, and you know, there's people making, getting to know their neighbors and working together towards a common goal is, you know, definitely a positive thing. And I have seen that in some of these communities as far as just the neighbors getting to know each other better, which is a great thing.
In Unit Forester Fries, do you have any information about Calaveras County if there are FireWise communities there as well?
Yeah, there are several in Calaveras County, Rancho Loma Serena in the Mountain Ranch area. And then along the Highway 4 corridor, there's Forest Meadows and in the Arnold area, Pinebrook, Meadowview Townhouses, the Meadowmont Subdivision, Millwoods, Grizzly Ridge, Blue Lake Springs, Big Trees Village, and then also Country Houses Homeowners Association up in Camp Connell. So there's quite a few in Calaveras County as well.
And is there anything else to add just about the steps to becoming a FireWise community?
Let's see, went over the community assessment, the board, the community action plan is a piece that comes out of it, and that should be something like I believe Dory touched on as far as identifying some things that can be accomplished to make the community safer. But those in that action plan should be definitely achievable goals that group can take care of. And then a FireWise Day event, and then they put in for recognition.
And Dory, we also referenced earlier a grant for a FireWise education program. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services received a grant actually through CAL FIRE in 2019 for the Tuolumne County FireWise education program. So under that grant, we provided to the local FireWise program, and this is again coordinated with Karen Caldwell, some supplies, educational information to disseminate and use to create and continue our local FireWise communities. We, through that grant, have created these informational kiosks. Basically, you can pop them open at any event that get information about FireWise, the importance of becoming a FireWise community, some of the steps that it takes to become a FireWise community. So we're going to be debuting that at local events and really trying to promote to our community through multiple levels the importance of FireWise communities.
And what's taking place with the Wildfire Community Preparedness Day coming up on May 1st?
Oh, well, we're pretty excited about that. This is kind of a national event. It happens always the first Saturday in May. And we because of COVID, obviously, normally we would be out really promoting kind of an interaction, but we're asking for individuals to participate in our Wildfire Community Preparedness Day. You'll see some upcoming education and outreach, you know, through local media and just through our office, through CAL FIRE, through FireWise. But it's a way for folks to get involved that encourages people and organizations to come together on that single day and to take action and raise awareness and reduce wildfire risks. Again, it's a national campaign. We really want to promote folks going out and preparing their neighborhood or even just their home site and their property for wildfire. Adam and I are big believers and advocates of individual responsibility. And as everyone knows, whether it's Tuolumne County, Calaveras County, many communities throughout California, we live in a very high risk wildfire for wildfire. And we cannot do it on our own. We need everybody's help to prepare for that potential disaster that could occur as a result of a wildfire.
On the topic of FireWise, any common questions you receive or any even misconceptions that you hear about the program?
One thing that that I've heard is a lot of folks get into the program or with the chance of getting a discount on insurance or grant opportunities. And while those are aspects of it, I think really the goal for people to get into this is the process of meeting their neighbors and working together to mitigate hazards, you know, in their community. So I think that's one thing that folks need to focus on when they get into the FireWise is that the goal should be working together to make their community safer.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about FireWise on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joined on the program this weekend by Adam Fries, CAL FIRE, Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Forester, as well as Dory Beats, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on the Motherlode Regional Juvenile Detention Facility. We'll be joined on the program by Dan Hawks, who is the Chief Probation Officer, and the Board Chair of the Supervisors, Ryan Campbell. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.